to call the Appropriation Committee meeting to order. Today's October 26th. The time is 8:54. We're scheduled till 9:30. We have a couple of agenda items. Roll call, please.
Congressman Shaw.
Here.
Congresswoman Edwards. Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Supernaw. Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here. We have a quorum. Next item on the agenda is prayer. Father God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for the beauty of your creation, Lord. We thank you for this beautiful sunny morning and this time of year when our seasons change from summertime to wintertime. We just thank you for all of your blessings to our people, and we ask that you just continue to bless us and be with our children and our elders and the men in service, Lord, men and women in service. I just thank you again. Help us through this meeting. All these things I ask in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Approval of minutes is the next item on the agenda.
Later in the recess. Yeah, at the beginning, I was not on the call.
After the recess, he called in.
Congressman Mason.
So how is that going to change our minutes? I'll ask Mr. Walker. We had a quorum without those?
We had a quorum, even if they were absent, but they were present by phone. They just can't establish a quorum.
So that sentence afterwards, Chairman, Chair Whitehorn declared a quorum. Should that just be moved up above the telephone call thing?
Congresswoman Edwards will move that to being present, not being absent. She'll be present via telephone. Congressman Shaw was still absent at the beginning of the meeting. And then on the second page, he, upon reconvening, was attending by phone.
Okay.
Motion to approve the minutes as amended.
Second.
A motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor of the motion say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Seeing none, we've approved the minutes. Next item on the agenda is discussion of Osage Nation audit. You're all aware that the treasurer sent us an email. He would like to get the audit. He would like to use Rose Rock CPAs again for our nation, Osage Nation's audit. We had some discussion about it at the last meeting that we convened, and there was some discussion, and in my mind, that discussion really hinged around we need new audit law. I think that Congressman Supernaw was wanting to, for Rose Rock to audit all the nation's entities, such as gaming and our LLCs. I think through discussion, or in my mind, through discussion, we know that their enacting legislation has the audit language in it. I think if we're going to do that, the law needs to be changed. And these outside entities who it would concern need to have a really good heads up. The law has changed. This is how we're conducting business. To me, I think we're kind of in a late hour to try to change that through an engagement letter. I know that Congresswoman Edwards wanted some language changed in the engagement letter, and I believe how we left it, that she would, because I was never real clear what her changes were that she wanted to this letter. And I think the way that she and I left it is she said she'd review it and send me the changes. If in my mind that was really supposed to happen, it didn't happen. Maybe I misunderstood. But personally, I have no problem with the engagement letter. I think the topic of our discussion, as it is, so no changes were made to these engagement letters. I did not send an email to the treasurer because I was unsure to tell him how to proceed. Do you recall what it was that she wanted changed?
I think the way you just spoke of it is pretty much how I remember. And I would say that I'm fine with the engagement letter. I mean, there could be some minor changes or tweaks to it, but I don't think it's going to change what they're ultimately going to do for the nation.
Okay.
I'm fine.
So I'm going to remind you one more thing that I remembered. I think that at the table that we all were leaning toward just engaging them for one more year instead of three. Because if we do change that, if we do change and write some audit legislation that passes into law, quite possibly it would change the engagement letter anyway to whoever was going to perform the audit. So I think in my mind we were leaning toward approving the engagement letter with Rose Rock CPA for one more year. So that's all of my recollection of our last meeting. I would like to just go ahead and guide us through to, by motion of this committee, authorize the treasurer to engage Rose Rock CPA as was written in the letter from October 3rd. For a one-year engagement. The top letter that he submitted to us is for a three-year engagement ending September 30th, 2017, 18, and 19. I don't think we want to go with that engagement letter. The second letter says just the year ending September 30th, 2017 for the engagement. So, I think by motion we need to do that, Congressman Walker.
Okay, so going back to last Friday's meeting, were we wanting the Congress to vote on this, or we did determine by rule that the committee can make that recommendation or authorization to the treasurer to engage Rose Rock. I recall we waited. Until we were in session. We're in session now, so are we about ready? Are we going to pull the trigger on it and go? I'm ready to do that.
I got a little bit distracted, but I think the determination was, is this, since our rules say that that's part of our function, that we really didn't feel like we had to be in session to make the motion and let me send a letter over with the minutes of the meeting.
We determined that we had to.
No, we do not have to be in session for this committee to act on this. And I don't know the best protocol to, if you just want the appropriations chair or if you want us to request the speaker. I mean,
up to you guys. The rule says that this committee approves the auditor of the nation's annual audit as required by the Constitution. A subcommittee may be established for this purpose.
Congressman Shaw.
Well, I guess what we're approving is the auditor again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know that we have the authority to actually require the number of years be three or one, but we can make that as a recommendation. And they're distinct, the auditor and how long are they engaged. We're not really drafting the engagement letter, are we?
It's already drafted.
It's already drafted.
There's two here. One's for a three-year engagement, and this one's for a one-year engagement.
So good. Just like there's Rose Rock.
Right.
Okay.
So it's already done, then. You're talking about this committee, or you're talking about treasurer?
Both.
Oh, okay.
We agreed on that.
Very good.
Right.
Right.
These are what the treasurer brought two. As he said, we have one drafted for 3 years, and we have one drafted for 1 year. Excuse me, I probably wasn't clear.
No, I missed that part.
So, he presented an option on the table for us, and so...
We're approving the 1 year later.
I would want to, that, from our discussion at the last meeting, I believe that that's the direction that most here at the table were leaning toward.
I make a motion to approve Rose Rock CPAs as the auditor for the nation's annual audit for a 1 year term.
Second.
Can you say for the year ending September 30th, 2017? That's what they say in the letter.
Yes.
I have a motion and a second. That you're agreeable to that language being in the motion, Congressman Mason?
Yes.
Okay. Is there any discussion to the motion? All in favor, please say yes.
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 If you're opposed, say no. Motion passes. I will draft an email to the treasurer today with some draft minutes with the motion in it. When Shanna finds all the time in the world, I may wait till the morning and let her get caught up with what she's going to do today. And I will get that sent in a very timely way over to the treasurer's office. Congressman Mason.
Along with the same thought, while we have these thoughts focused right now on the table, as we think about what Congressman Supernov was suggesting last time we met, and with what we all kind of agree that it's probably not the right time to add anything yet, I do believe it's up to this Appropriations Committee to think of a time that we might be able to work on that if we were going to alter or adjust or amend the law to include this for the whole, the next audit, not this one, but the next one. We got a little bit of time now, but we need to start exploring that and working with the treasurer to see if indeed one audit company, if you will, can audit the whole nation, if that's what the thought is to go that direction. We just need to explore that and give ourselves some time to do that. This particular committee, appropriation, is the one to do that.
I agree, and I agree that the legislation being passed out during the HUNCA session would give everybody plenty of time to have a heads up for it. We could review all of the enacting legislations for who it, or enacting law for who it would involve. I do believe we had a good discussion with the treasurer of the Cherokee Nation that came over. Was anybody present at that meeting other than myself about how they handled their nationwide audit? And they said sometimes an audit firm for every entity is not the best. That they do that, but they have a few exceptions to their rules. So I think we need to explore that and have some discussions on that. But I agree. And let's try to keep that in the front of our minds to get that accomplished by HUNCA. Now, I told Congressman Supernaw that when we did amend the Treasury bill, that I was just going to amend it from the perspective to make a statement in there that we have an approval authority over the auditor for the nation, that I wasn't going to work on a full bank of auditing law. But I'll work with him and we'll talk about it, and maybe we can pull in other committee members' thoughts as we work on it. Anyway, we're going to move on to the next agenda item unless there's any more discussion about audit. Okay. By motion during the SHUSO session, this committee moved to explore or have a congressional hearing on the retained revenue fund and the amount of what we have historically called carryover, which has been presented by the treasurer. I think it has more what we received back, leaves a lot of questions in our mind as Congress member of how we got that $1.1 million total. So we did make the motion to have one. I asked Trey to come to the table with us to try to scope out and set some questions about organizing a congressional hearing for this purpose. And he just slipped me a note just a second ago that says committee hearings can only be held by standing committees under the rules. Appropriations is a select committee, Rule 7.17. Madam Clerk, would you please find that and give us a read of it? 7.17. Thank you. 7.17, committee hearings procedure. Each standing committee is authorized to hold such hearings, to sit and act at such times and places during the sessions, recesses, and interim periods of the Congress, to require by subpoena or otherwise in attendance of such witnesses and the production of such correspondence, books, papers, and documents, and take testimony. Each such committee may make investigations into any matter within its jurisdiction and may report and publish the findings of such hearings upon an affirmative vote of the majority of the members of such committee. So it says down here in 2, each select committee of inquiry is authorized to hold such hearings. What does that mean? We need Trey. Mr. Gill? What does number 2 under that heading mean, where it says each select committee of inquiry is authorized? Does that just pertain to a removal procedure?
Yeah,
and that's it?
The only select committee of inquiry that we have in the rules is for a removal purpose. So
okay.
That's what it pertains to.
Okay. So by our rule, this committee is not authorized to hold a congressional hearing.
Well, I don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that rule. We need to change it. When we're talking dollars and cents, it ought to be with this Appropriations Committee, I think.
Well, I
we
guess
should
we
be
can
able
move
to
change the rules today. We're in. Can that happen without going before the Rules and Ethics?
It should be discussed
first.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's saying it should be approved.
It's
discussed.
Mm-hmm.
It needs to be. Well, I'm just saying that.
But you can certainly bring it up.
Is there a reason why select committees should not be able to hold a congressional hearing that you can see? Or is it just an oversight?
It's simply a preference. I believe the issue has come up in the past, now that I look at it, think about it, but I do not recall what the arguments for or against having the select committees hold hearings was at the time. But I do believe that it was put in there specifically that way, not that it's an oversight.
Okay, thank you. So I guess this topic, we can discuss it a little bit more and decide whether we want to see if Speaker will hold an emergency Rules and Ethics Committee meeting at some point in time during the day before we adjourn this session, if it is indeed going to be a one-day session.
That was just my personal opinion. There are others here that
right.
may have a different opinion. That's okay. But what do you think? I'm just saying, put it out there.
We're discussing.
Yeah. No whispering.
I was assuming it was.
Okay.
It's an assumption. I can be here tomorrow and I can be here Monday. So I can be here Tuesday too.
I want to be here soon.
That's not happening, probably. So is there any thoughts on what we're discussing right now? I think Congressman Mason and I have kind of expressed ourselves a little bit here. Congressman Walker.
Well, I don't mind a rule change. That wouldn't bother me to enable this committee to have such a hearing. I believe that this would be the appropriate committee to do that. I'm just curious what would be your expectations that would happen under the congressional hearing process that could happen with the treasurer and other people that may deal with, like an accountant that deals with the the retained revenue fund. I'm just saying, could we not do something similar in an appropriations committee and just have it on the agenda? Discuss it that way.
Let's hear from Michelle.
I'm sort of leaning towards my colleague's train of thought and going, yeah, I understand you've talked to him two or more times. I've been party to at least one of those conversations, and we've not gotten answers that we can really put our arms around that we're satisfied with. So the purpose of this congressional hearing is to formalize it so perhaps we can get satisfactory answers. I wonder if the treasurer were approached with the notion that, you know, we're down to considering a congressional hearing, subpoenas, possibly swearing in and all that. Can you bring that information to a committee short of having a congressional hearing? I'm not sure that's what you're saying. Is there a way to do that short of that? Do you feel like that's futile at this point?
No. No, and I'm glad we're having a conversation about that. I don't feel like that's futile. What I do feel like that we have, as a committee, not done well, and what I thought a congressional hearing would help us do, is as a committee sit down and actually have some discussion to scope out what the hearing is about, really put the questions together that make sense, that are answers missing in our mind that surround the retained revenue total amount that we got. So if we want to do that work and maybe each sit down and write the questions in your mind and what documents would support these questions, and then just have another committee meeting after we send this document, compile a document to send of questions we really have with answers we really need, I think we could do it that way. But unless we do the work in the front of it and send him the questions to come over with answers, then that's not going to happen. So do we want to form a subcommittee of people to actually write those questions and compile them? Because I just, as a committee chair, I don't feel like it's my 100% responsibility to ask all the questions. And I think it's not fair if we don't present those questions so he can review them and bring us an answer to the table, to the Congressman Mason.
Sometimes I think it's asking the right question.
Yes.
And I think of Mr. Alexander, who sat on the council for the Muscogee Creek Nation, as well as set position as Speaker of the Muscogee Creek Nation, and worked in the finance department, et cetera. I think he's got all the answers to all of the questions we need to ask if we ask the right questions. And I think because of that, he's set in these kinds of positions of government that we do. And I don't know, if a formal hearing, that all that is it formalizes a list of questions that could be a subpoena or something. You swear that this all's, when they come to these meetings, no one swears to anything. They tell us anything when they come to these committee meetings. Have a hearing, you swear them in, and they're supposed to tell the truth and bring everything we ask forward. That's the difference I see in a hearing and coming to a committee meeting. But as we go into a committee meeting, same thing, is that true? You know, if we have ourselves in preparation of the right questions and we let them know up front, these are the kind, this is what information we need from you, we can do that here at a committee meeting.
I would agree. Yeah. I just think that we've had really casual conversations about it and haven't really got down into specific questions or how the reports that might support what we're trying to get an answer to, and I think that answer we're trying to get to is, you know, we don't think this amount is correct. Can you explain to us why this is the correct amount of retained revenue, Congressman Walker?
Well, I would recommend, or it would be my preference, that you start an email chain with the Appropriations Committee. You can even include the full body of Congress and say, these are some questions that I have regarding the retained revenue fund. And give everyone a chance to provide input or come up with different questions or revise your questions, and then send the treasurer an email and say, these are some questions that we would like answered. Give him ample time to do so, and I'm sure he'll respond by email, and we could have a committee meeting and discuss the questions and answers afterwards. And if at that time we still don't feel like, you know, we've gotten our answers,
okay,
or questions answered, then it's time to put somebody under oath.
Well, I think that's a good idea, Congressman. Yes.
Yeah, I support that. We're basically giving one more whack at it, a little more formalized, short of the hearing, but hearing's still firmly in our sights.
Right.
But one more structured whack at it to get us some satisfactory answers. I guess what it comes down to.
Right. Congressman.
I think that what Congressman Shaw said, that one more shot at it. But I think with those questions and responses, the next step that you would do is we would report out to the Congress, for the Congress, what the report. We would report out our findings and tell the Congress, this is what retained revenue, these are the answers. This is, you know, and that goes down on the record too, the congressional record.
Yes.
And that would come from us, this committee. You would report that out based on the questions we give him and that flow of things. And that may be enough. I mean, it should be, I would think.
I think we could report to Congress of a meeting that
these
we
are
have,
the findings.
To me, that has some significance, important. I mean, we report on different aspects of appropriations to full Congress. So yeah, I agree with that. That sounds like a good plan. I will work on instigating an email with my two main questions and maybe some sub questions underneath it, and then any thoughts. And that's what's going to help, because I can't. I love debate. I love being on Congress, because so many of you think of things that I never would have thought of. So to me, we're just better when we work as a group and we put all of our thoughts out there. So if we participate in that and do that, I am good to go with that. And also, I do want to let you know, Speaker Pratt does listen to us when she's not here. She's real diligent to do so, and she sent me a text message that she said yes, she would approve an emergency meeting of rules and ethics if we decided we wanted to go that route during the session and get that rule changed. But that's something we can quite possibly work on later and not have to have an emergency meeting today and present it before the Rules and Ethics Committee at a next special session or regular session. So I just wanted to let you guys know that. Is there any more discussion about this agenda item right now? I'll take your directives and get an email started on this issue. Okay, then I think we are at the end of our agenda. Let me see. Yes. Entertain a motion to adjourn.
So move.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor say yes.
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 Okay, we are adjourned. Thank you, committee. That was a good meeting.